is the 311 Radio Show, where we learn all about the work of the Barbados Fire Service, focusing towards a safer Barbados.
Good afternoon, welcome to the 311 Radio Show. I know it sounds a bit strange. No, it's not Christopher J. Riverman voice. My name is actually David Howell, better known as Daddy Biggs, and I will just be introing this program today. So, without further ado, let me introduce to you the Fire and Life Safety Officers in studio with us today. Jason Collins, good afternoon to you, Jason.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bays. Good afternoon, Barbados.
And a special good afternoon to Miss Natasha Ford.
Hi, good afternoon, Biggs, and good afternoon, Barbados.
How are you doing today, William?
I'm fantastic, thank you. Gosh. I mean, the mere fact that you are here, Krista, the first, let me apologize. Krista J, this in no way takes away from my love for you. I'm wishing you well. I'm sorry that you could not be here. You're under the weather, but we wish you a speedy recovery. However, we finally got a mixer open up his mouth.
So, what are you going to be talking about today in the 311 Radio Show?
Right, so today we're looking at basically three outstanding topics. One, we're looking at, let me start with the positives. Yeah, we should always start with positives and everything that we do. So, positive going forward. One, we had the start of the Senior Student Awareness Program in the secondary school, mm-hmm. and it started with Harrison College. So they are the first out of, out of the blocks.
Since it is blocks.
Right. So we had officers, leading fire officer, Glasgow. Yeah. And another one of our colleagues,
Kevin Sobers.
They are the two who went and they did that.
That was on Thursday. Yeah. Correct.
And from what I've heard so far, it was well received. Persons want to know, so what does this entail? So, instead of just teaching the primary school children about fire awareness, which is Jason's baby, and he can tell you some more about that.
Right.
We've decided now to take the program into the secondary schools, to the older ones. Some of them would have been exposed while at primary school, but you know, after the years of not doing something, you tend to forget. Mm-hmm. And we need persons to recognize the importance of, you know, if there's a fire, the things that you should do, things that you can do at home to prevent a fire from happening. So the plan was to get into the schools, get persons reoriented again with the program, get teachers on board so that we can have a safer Barbados. So Jason, you can go ahead and explain what
the SAFE is basically the baby to that, the junior of that program, though it would have started first. I think the SAFE program would have started way back in 2007, if my memory serves me correct. It is an annual program that we go into various primary and nursery schools around the country, and we teach them the basics of fire safety. These are the little ones from sometimes reception up to class 4. And, you know, you teach them the basic fire safety, what to do in the event of being trapped in a building filled with smoke, fall and crawl, stop, drop and roll in case your clothes are on fire, those kind of things. We usually have a lot of fun doing it. There's also a video that we show at the beginning of the presentation where it entails all of that and gives you a little overview. And then after the video, we would have a slight discussion as to what some of the things that you would have seen in the video. And then it goes into the fun stuff that the children like, stop, drop and roll, fall and crawl. And even a mini drill at the end we tend to do as well, where we do a mini evacuation drill with them so that they get a feel of how it is to evacuate a building in the case of emergency. So it is fun stuff. As a matter of fact, we are looking to roll off that very soon. And you will definitely get more information coming via this program as things are finalized, are in place. But we definitely will be looking to roll off that program in the primary schools, the SAFE program, which is the Student Awareness of Fire Education. We definitely look to roll off that very soon in the not too distant future in a number of primary schools around Barbados.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Definitely.
I hope you could invite me one of these days so that I can.
Yes, it would be fun to see him stop, drop and roll, right?
It's easy to invite personnel from VOB to events, and we do, but then the response, do they actually come? It takes them a while. It's like, I don't know, looking for those inside the right screens. I'm not speaking about her. Right, she's not feeling well. Leave her out of this.
Who said anything?
Okay, sorry, my apology. That was not her. So for the senior program, however, we're not doing the stop, drop, and roll and whatever else. That should have been taught during the primary school stage.
Right.
They have now moved on to the use of the extinguishers.
Okay.
So they're actually having the practical side of it where, again, the environment is a safe environment. It's controlled. So you have the fire officers, they're working with you, and one of the fire, and you will recognize that we do things in pairs.
Right.
So one person, although they may be teaching or carrying out the practical exercise, the other person acts as the safety officer to make sure that there is no hazard or any associated risk with what is going on around there.
So going forward in the program, what's next on the agenda?
So
we started with the positive, so I guess it's time now for the ranting. You know, when we talk about ranting, my good colleague here.
Yeah, you just have to tone her down.
Yeah, this is the part where you have to do the camming.
Really?
Yeah.
So this is really? Krista J, I want you back. Gang up on me. Seriously. So, yes, it is my venting moment. Mm. We've gone into business places, and this is not any particular person for this week. It is something that we've noticed throughout
collectively
a period of time. Some practices that have crept into, I don't know, the employees, the organizations that, honestly speaking, gives you gray hair. So every gray hair that I probably have in my head right now, it means that I've gone to some building and seen something that's really, who would have thought about doing something like this? Jesus, stop trying to cut my gray hairs. So, one of the things we're talking about, we know that, yes, when it comes to organizations, there are a lot of paperwork, especially depending on the type of organization that it is. Paperwork, we talk about having an archive system, that is that when files are no longer in use, or papers, whatever it is, they're no longer in use, you're supposed to have some place where you can go and you can store them. Mm-hmm. We find that persons, every little nook and cranny that you have, they're trying to stuff things up inside. There are two dangers in doing this. One, environmental issues. These files, these papers, they gather dust. And then we ask, why our environment is so polluted? Why persons are always, swollen eyes, runny nose? Why so many persons have allergies? Because we're contributing to that. All the dust mites, all the dust bunnies. In some cases, these and bunnies. These things look like little lions.
Dust elephants.
Dust lions. Or dust elephants. So, the bunny's gone. What we want persons to write, if you're going to store these things, you have to occasionally get a little feather duster and you're going to dust off the...
Yeah.
Of them. It's like what you would do at home. Pretend your workplace is Christmas or Easter. It is for your own well-being as well.
That's why we call it housekeeping. Even when we go into business places, we would tell them about good housekeeping practices. And anybody who would have done fire safety or anything with the Barbados Fire Service would know that we always speak. Or if we go into business places, we tell them about housekeeping. It simply means some of the basic cleanly things that you would do in your house.
Cleanly habits
that you would adopt in your house, you would adopt at the workplace as well. Even in terms of moving off of what she said as well, keeping your walkways free of
clutter,
boxes and
those emergency exits as well.
Perfect, because we've seen many situations where the quote-unquote emergency exit is full with stock.
Right.
And you will hear, that's going to move today, or that's going to move tomorrow, or whatever. But the point is, it shouldn't be there at all. You want to keep it as clear as possible, because if something happens, and we always say, even on this program, you never know when something's going to happen. An emergency doesn't call and say, happening tomorrow or whenever. You put down stock now, 5 minutes later, that emergency is needed. And you can't, that emergency exit is needed.
Seconds later.
Exactly. And you cannot traverse through that exit. Panic is going to step in, of course, because when a person gets to the door that they know is supposed to be an emergency exit and they can't get out, they will panic.
They want to know what next to do.
Fear and panic, and then we all know when you panic, things could tend to go south. The thing about it is, if you don't keep things in front, the exits, if you keep the walkways and so on clear at all times, you shouldn't have anything to worry about.
Well, I know some people probably they clear that exit, and then I see some people store things like right up to the top of the ceiling.
He has been out with us.
I've been to one or two places and I saw it, and I'm not a fire officer, but I stepped in and I was like, you know what? That is some sort of dangerous thing there. And I think...
Who said you're not a fire officer?
I'm not.
Today I dub thee. Fire Officer Biggs.
To the rescue.
To the rescue.
Yeah, but those people that store those boxes and papers and...
Right up to the ceiling.
That is very dangerous.
I don't think a week go by that we don't have to caution persons, store owners and so on, especially... as it relates to storing things like that. I almost every week, as long as we go into the society in terms of business places, we have to tell at least one person, we like, guarantee you, about storing things right up to the ceiling. And a lot of people don't even know. So when you explain, they're like, I didn't even know that. It is good that you brought up the that side of it, because people do it not knowing, and it is a dangerous practice. A lot of those like balances, sometimes people store the things right up to the ceiling, yep, under one of those like balances.
Oh, yes. Yep.
And we've many times before, those like balances, sometimes they may overheat or whatever have you, and create
they
a fire situation.
They fail.
Create a fire situation. And persons don't see the, some people would say, oh, I don't have a light above this stock, so I can store it right up. Mm-hmm. We always recommend, it is 18 inches, is correct, right?
Mm-hmm.
From the ceiling to the top of your first box or whatever else you have. You should have at least 18 inches between that ceiling and the top of whatever your first box or whatever it is.
18 to 2 feet, yep.
Correct.
Cool.
You're listening to the 311 Radio Show.
Welcome back to the 311 Radio Show. And yes, it is Daddy Biggs today. It's not Crystal J. Crystal J, I wish you so much better. I'll be looking forward to hearing you next week in the 311 Radio Show. So moving along, I have a question to ask you guys.
Go
ahead. I know it's that time of the year, and you know, you see a lot of grass fires and stuff going on. And sometimes I wonder, these grass fires catch themselves? I'm just answering a question with somebody over there that probably says, well, that catch by itself.
Did it catch up by itself? It had help. Either somebody was smoking, mm-hmm, and threw the cigarette butt out into the dry area,
mm-hmm,
or some person was burning rubbish.
Yeah, and it got away.
Mm-hmm. Or two, somebody deliberately lit the grass because they wanted to see a big red truck come in.
And hear the sirens as well.
But we got something to remedy that just now.
Okay.
People want you. So when you're playing your music, or you jump on a siren song, if people DJs
do it. Yeah, for sure.
As, again, as you said, the other station.
Yeah.
All right. Right. And then there's this myth that, oh, there was a glass bottle inside the cane field or inside the grass. And because of the temperature of the sun and the sun's direct ray onto the glass, it caused the field to catch a fire.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I overheard someone saying that probably about 2 or 3 years ago, and I laughed. He said that the bottle was still there and a little bit of alcohol was still left in the bottle. And because of the sun beating down on that bottle,
mm-hmm,
and you know, the heat then get to the alcohol and then burst into
And then it burst into
that is how the grass fire starts. Someone smartly told me that.
He used to light that for you.
So for you guys, you know, you do your smoking and stuff like that, you gotta make sure that you out that cigarette before you actually flick it away. Because that could be a problem, or it could be the reason why that we have in some of these grass fires.
Yes. And this is for the fires during the course of the day.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask this. You ask a question, I'm going to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
So if these fires occur during the day and they're starting by themselves,
mm-hmm,
what happens at night?
they probably put on a delay on it, and then afterward they just flip the switch.
I thought it was the radiated heat of the moon. Because I guess the same glass still inside the field.
Exactly. Oh,
so what's the excuse for at night?
The moon is the off heat.
It does.
So it will all be. We're looking for an excuse for somebody. I mean, it is already.
Yeah, funny enough, you guys will tell you that we get a lot of, during the hectic season, the crop season as we call it, we get a lot of night calls as well. Fog grass first.
Exactly.
So therefore, it clearly can be the rays of the sun.
Clearly. 2 o'clock in the morning, sometimes 1 o'clock. I mean, from sometimes 7 o'clock, these guys are out there just running up and down. Grass fire this place, grass fire. And by the time they put it out in some areas, you get a rekindle.
Wow.
They would have not, they have wet down the area. There's no chance of a rekindle. But then a couple spots further up,
right,
the fire start back again.
Wow. The glass probably move.
The glass is, yeah. No. That's when the moon shift a bit.
Oh, okay.
See?
That's
there was a shift.
Probably that.
Okay.
So,
but actually, to add to something you said, though, Biggs, I know you just said when you're out your cigarette butts to make sure that they're properly out and so on, and that could even be transferred into your homes, because persons with that light matches to light the stove,
mm-hmm,
people tend to you know, the just shake off, shake off and throw away. Throw any garbage bag. Exactly. And that too could be a hazard if that match is not properly. As a matter of fact, sometimes you take up a match, you can see very little flame still in it. And that put into a garbage bag, and all that needs to do is on a piece of paper or something like that.
My recommendation for that, you know, just turn on the top a little.
Perfect. Exactly.
That's it. That's what I do.
That's exactly it.
In some cases, most people, when they're cooking or whatever, they have something already inside the sink with a little bit of water.
Yes,
just dip it in.
Correct.
Inside it there, and we're good to make sure it's all.
Correct.
Sometimes I guess we're too lazy. We just do things and we keep saying, you know what, it's not going to happen to me. I had an experience. I saw live and direct. Person on the phone talking, took a towel and rested on the stove. I guess they completely forgot that the stove was light. So I'm just sitting there and I'm watching it so that it doesn't get too big. Can I smell something? Oh, shoot! That was the response. Now, had I not been there, what would have happened? It is not what people are accustomed saying, that these fires start by themselves. They do not. They have, most of the time, these fires have some sort of assistance.
Yes. Moving along. Talking about grass fires, you know, the vehicle have to get to these grass fires. And I realize that some of you drivers on the road, you're not pulling over when you hear the sirens of these emergency vehicles.
Correct.
I experienced the other day, I was on my way to work and the ambulance was trying to pass and nobody moved.
Well, besides you, because I know you're a law-abiding citizen.
I was moving along because I realized nobody behind me was moving, so I figured that the road was blocked. So I moved down and then nobody moved and the road was blocked. So, I mean, you guys, you got to pull over. Then some people say, I'm not going to go up on the sidewalk to scratch my rims.
Yes,
and Natasha's one of her face, so I don't know if she's one. But yes, I heard one or two drivers said before, they're not going to go up on the sidewalk to scratch their rings.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the fire service, you guys do a wonderful job, man. I mean, to get to a fire, you guys need the road to be clear.
We need access, yes.
You need access to get to your destination. I saw a time back, there was a video circulating on social media where a fire truck was trying to pass a vehicle, and the lady, she was actually, you know, driving and listening to her music. Fire truck wanted to pass and couldn't get past. But when she got to her house and realized that it was her house, she was also sorry.
Yeah.
We don't want that to happen to anyone here in Barbados.
Correct.
I just plead in with you guys that when you hear that siren, you know, you just pull one side and let the guys get on their way and go to do their job.
And just for clarification, it was not Barbados.
No, this it
was,
wasn't Barbados.
No, it wasn't Barbados.
This was, I think it was Jamaica.
I can't remember. I think it was actually...
It was somewhere in the Caribbean.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it was a promotional ad to highlight that same thing that we are speaking about at this point.
So it goes to show that Barbados is not the only place that suffer from this nasty culture. People not wanting to pull over when they hear the emergency vehicles.
You know...
But very true, as it was said, it could be your own.
Correct.
If it's not you, it could be somebody you know. It could be someone who is related to you. And I think too many times we do not remember that. We do not see that.
Correct.
How would you feel the ambulance was responding to some person with an asthma attack?
Yeah.
Do you know how critical time is to that person? I mean, the mere fact you're there, you're not getting enough oxygen going to the lungs, you're not getting enough... And you are there blocking these people from carrying out their duties. Many a times I see it and I just be like, you know what? Let me get this body number. And the thing is, I think, honestly speaking, we can.
I was about to answer that question, but you dive right straight into it.
Yes, we can take the numbers because the time it takes to stop to, what do you call it?
To write up.
Give me a major. To go is... jack up these people.
Yeah,
to jack up these people.
It's critical time that we need. So it'd be easier to take the number and report it to the police, report the information
to the police, and they then can deal with that person from there.
Correct.
Person can be prosecuted under the law.
So you hear that now? Don't think that you guys can't do anything because they're just firefighters. You know, just do the right things. When you do the right things will happen.
Say it again.
When you do the right things will happen. And my grandmother always used to tell me, when you start wrong, you end wrong.
Correct. Oh, yeah.
So do the right things, and the right things will happen.
In addition to what we were saying too, Biggs, about the... Because from how you're speaking, it is as though from the persons going in the same direction as the emergency vehicle. Mm-hmm. So you were pulled to the side of the vehicle, overtake you, the emergency vehicle. But for those who are oncoming as well,
right,
some people tend to think that it is only for the person, for the side that the vehicle is on.
Nope.
Oncoming traffic, when you see an approaching emergency vehicle, you're also supposed to pull to the side because you're trying to create maximum space in that road for the emergency vehicle to traverse. Oftentimes, I see persons on the oncoming side of the emergency vehicle thinking that they don't have to pull over because the vehicle is not on their side. But the obviously, the road is set for two vehicles.
Yeah.
And if you an emergency vehicle is going to pass between it, it's basically making three lanes.
Correct.
To make three lanes, both parties, both sides of the road have to pull to the side to allow the vehicle come down the middle. Yeah. So
you see all that law long talk.
The law says, on hearing the sirens of an emergency vehicle, pull to the left and stop.
Officer Ford has spoken.
You, I suppose, be serious.
Are you serious?
Pull to the left and stop.
Not roll forward.
Not, what's this one we like to use? Oh, we come to a rolling stop. What's a rolling stop?
Can't be a rolling stop.
You stop.
You just stop.
Exactly. You know, it's like when, I don't know, somebody's doing you something, you say to that person, stop. You want the person to just desist from doing it. That's it. Desist from driving. Let the emergency vehicle do what they're supposed to do. And for those of you out there who like to tailgate the vehicles.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. I was just about. You just pulling everything from me right now. So you know what? I'm just going to sit back in the studio and you can just carry on.
No. How they say it'll be a real venting program. And we won't go there. We won't know that we still have this program next week.
Oh, okay.
Right. Those persons who like to tailgate the vehicle when it is. Jason, talk to them.
As Ford said a little earlier, let's not go around the bush. It is illegal. You're not supposed to tailgate any emergency vehicle. You can be reported and charged for such an act. For those who did not know.
And not only that, it's very dangerous.
Yeah, because if we have a break sudden.
Not supposed to win, because it happens. Because the same reason why persons don't pull to the side,
right,
and you have to break suddenly, and the person behind, obviously traveling at speed, can't break sudden, mm-hmm, and you have a collision, and we don't want that. And worst case scenario, what if it's an ambulance with a patient in the back who's in a critical condition or whatever happened, you run into the back of an ambulance, you see the kind of.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So to avoid all of that, just do the right thing. Don't tailgate the emergency vehicles. Pull to the left of the road and stop when you see or hear emergency vehicle. Let the vehicles go on and do their job.
You're listening to the 311 Radio Show.
Welcome back to the 311 Radio Show, and in studio with us today, the Fire and Life Safety Officers, Jason Collins and Natasha Foy, and we are rolling to the end of this program for yet another Sunday, right here on VOB 92.9. It's always fun when Natasha's in the studio, though, because you guys probably on the outside just listening want to know, why is he laughing? Why did he sound like he's skinny as well? Natasha Ford is always good fun. Jason Collins is good fun as well. And I gotta say a special thanks to you guys over at Barbara Fire Service doing a wonderful job. Shout out to all the fire officers out there. We can't call everybody by name, but shout out to all the fire officers. Shout out to all the lady. You call them lady fire officers?
Female fire officers.
It's just fire officers across the board.
He was talking about how you would describe a female fire officer.
How would you describe a female officer?
A female fire
officer. As being the female. Okay.
See why I tell you see she's a good is, friend?
She's one of the boys for so long, right? She just you know that she just said fire officer because she's one of the boys for everything.
Yeah. So moving along in the program.
Before you're gonna peel me off.
Moving along in the program, and the talk of the town right now is coronavirus.
Oh yeah.
My question to you guys, what can the Barbados Fire Service do to help prevent the coronavirus from spreading here in Barbados if it happens to get here?
Biggs, this is a really touchy subject right now, to be quite honest. When I say really touchy, I mean in terms of sensitization for fire officers,
mm-hmm,
is still yet to be done. We are hearing all the information on the air, but as a department, we have not zoomed in on it as yet. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend that it is not a concern. Officers do have questions about it. You know, when there's something out there that you don't know anything about, you're hearing about it for the first. The normal reaction is always speculation. It is going to be fear. But it's only then when persons are educated, when persons are then given information,
right,
that they can sit down, ingest, and try to come up then with a strategy. Basically, right now, as it stands, until the department comes together and say, this is how we are operating, it is every man has to look after his or her own personal hygiene. And that is basically, this is all that has been over the media, personal hygiene, in terms of washing the hands when you go to the bathroom. I mean, it appalls me to think that people go to the bathroom and come out without using water. And there was a video that was circling. Somebody sent me this video on Wednesday while carrying out a session. I found myself looking at all the ways that we become contaminated. And as first responders,
right,
that is one of the things that has me. The persons are going to talk about in terms of the nurses and the doctors, those persons who work in the healthcare. But forget that fire officers, we also have a role to play.
Correct.
If there is an accident, you just roll up on scene. You're not thinking about that. Your vision at that point in time is to get these persons away from the situation.
Correct.
So at this point in time, all I can say for every individual is about personal safety, making sure you wash your hands when using the bathroom. If you have to go out there, in the absence of having gloves, because persons are saying, you know, if you have to touch the doorknobs, you have to touch surfaces. We're touchy-touchy people.
Yes, you are.
Me, I had to start pulling back. I'm a handshaky. I'm a huggy-huggy, not a kissy-kissy. And the only things that I found that I had to show. We went someplace the other day and I said, no, I'm practicing.
Right.
So if you're going to greet, we can do the foot tap.
So the elbow.
I didn't even get to the elbow because I wear a thing with my elbow too, you know, all up in here where you can see from my hand up to my elbow. I got, you know, you never know if I got a cough in my elbow. It's so close, it got to my nose, demonstration wise.
Yes,
so
I see, yes.
I think them see too. I just described it. Right. So we doing the tappy foot thing, you know, it's like this dance, my left foot and your right foot. We hit that, and if you want to do the right foot and the left foot, we do that. But you have to find some other way of greeting people.
Yes.
This handshaking, as I said, I think it is Italy or someplace like that who are now recognizing the personal space of 6 feet.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
Personal space of 6 feet. So once you're not in my personal space, then I'm good. But how is that going to happen? Us being fire officers, we have to get close up to people. So we have to be mindful of our gear to ensure that our gear, there are no breaks in our gear, that we are fully clad in terms of our gloves and everything. If it's a medical case, that we have disposable gloves. When we're finished doing what we're supposed to do, we can discard of those gloves. The hand sanitizer, the alcohol, the frequent washing of hands, when we're finished doing what we're supposed to do, even in terms of bathing, when we're leaving work, try not to take contaminated clothes with you. If something happened at work, take off those clothes at work, put them in a bag until you can get them home to put them inside. And then again, you're putting them inside your dryer or your washer at home. I don't know if there's a certain temperature that kills it, but all of these are things that we need to be educated on. I know, it's a mouthful, right?
Yes, you are. But you got that information out there.
Tried.
Yeah, you tried. So, this is where we say goodbye.
Already?
Already. For another Sunday of the 311 Radio Show. Jason Collins, I'm going to leave the final words with you.
Well, just in reiterating what I've said, you know, just everybody, and this is not only fire officers, no, but everybody, we need, before, because we don't have a case here as yet, we don't know what's going to happen, but safe practices. Hygiene, proper hygiene, hygienic practices, and this goes across the board, and all we can do is, you know, do that and hope for the best.
Hope and pray.
I'm praying for the best, definitely.
I keep a stock up on your vitamin C as well.
Definitely.
Yes. So I got to say a special thank you to the fire and life safety officers, Jason Collins.
Thank you very much. You're welcome, Mr. Biggs and Barbados. Have a wonderful
and
week.
And we save the best for last. Okay, special thanks to Natasha Ford for passing through once again and keeping us up to date with what's going on with the Barbados Fire Service.
And thank you once again for hosting. Thank you for being with us as usual, Sunday in, Sunday out. And thank you to our valued listeners who make this program what it is.
Thank you very much. And if you guys miss anything inside this radio show today, you can always go on the VOB 92.9 FM podcast. Look for the 311 radio show. You hover over it, and this edition and past episodes will come up there for you, so you can listen back to the past episodes. Well, that's my time. Whatever you guys want to call me, David Hall with Daddy Bass, it doesn't matter. And you know, at the end of every program, I normally sit back and hear you guys say,
fire prevention is our intention.
Bye-bye. Have a good Sunday and have a wonderful week ahead.
That was the 311 Radio Show, as we heard from the Barbados Fire Service. Join us again next week right here on VOB 92.9 FM at 1:30 p.m. for the next edition of the 311 Radio Show.